This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Hamas calls it a ploy, but Israel is warning about 1 million Palestinians to get out of northern Gaza. The UN says this could be a calamity. The AP's Donna Warder.
The Israeli military ordered more than 1 million Palestinians to evacuate to southern Gaza. It's widely expected to launch a massive ground offensive against Hamas. Israel promised extensive efforts to avoid civilian casualties. Authorities say more than 1,500 people are dead in Gaza after days of Israeli bombardment. More than 1,300 people are dead in Israel after Saturday's grisly assault by Hamas and a barrage of rockets. Israel says it will block food, fuel, and medicine from Gaza until about 150 hostages believed to be held there are freed.
And this morning, the Israelis are denying Hamas allegations that Israel's heavy bombardment of the Gaza Strip has killed 13 hostages, including foreigners, that Hamas has been holding. Here at home, the House is essentially closed as the Republican majority tries to elect a speaker after tossing Kevin McCarthy out of the job. Congressman Steve Scalise is out of this.
Republican Steve Scalise told his GOP colleagues at a closed-door meeting that he is no longer running for Speaker of the House. He had been furiously working to secure votes after being nominated by a majority of his colleagues, but after hours of private meetings over 2 days and late into the evening on Capitol Hill, it was clear lawmakers were not budging from their refusal to support him. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Philadelphia police officer is dead, another wounded, after confronting some people breaking into a car at the airport. The suspects took off, say police. In northern France, a suspect is under arrest, accused of killing a teacher with a knife and wounding two others this morning at a school. This is AP News. Now to Russia and a fierce foe of President Putin, jailed opposition leader Alexei Navalny.
Russian authorities have raided the homes of lawyers representing imprisoned opposition leader Alexei Navalny. The raids are part of a criminal case in which the three men are accused of participating in an extremist group, according to Navalny's ally Ivan Zhdanov. Navalny's team confirmed on Telegram that all three of his lawyers were detained after the search, apparently as suspects in the case. Navalny's chief of staff said the case against the lawyers comes as Navalny is due to be transferred to a penal colony. He added it was unclear exactly where that would be. Navalny has been behind bars since January 2021, serving a 19-year prison sentence, but has been able to get messages out regularly and keep up with the news. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.